Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi, and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. Welcome to today's show. We are going to be talking about being a spiritual first responder. And this term, first responder, is so important. I think it's going to be very empowering to understand this energy that you hold. We're going to get into some themes around courage, bravery, strength, and the unconscious layers of programming that we have and how to remove it. So this is a big topic, but I think it could lead to some wonderful aha moments and breakthroughs for you. At least that is my intention. As we get started here, I have some announcements and updates to share with you, as always. On a little more personal note, I have to tell you that I saw the sun this morning, and I was really excited because I don't know about you, but I'm ready for spring. Winter has been rather brutal this year in the Northern Hemisphere, and I'm really ready for spring to burst through. We had some sunshine and blue skies, and it was just a lovely, lovely reminder about the cycles of nature. I always find great comfort in nature cycles and the purpose of these cycles. With winter, we hibernate, reflect, we turn inwards. That could be felt as being trapped inside. But there's a lot of benefit to this time. And I hope that regardless of what you are experiencing or in or discovering about yourself or what's going on in your life right now, know that it has a purpose. Know that there is gold in this experience and that there is a lot to learn and that it's going to carry forward. We think about the seasonal transitions, right? And how we come into spring ready to plant new seeds, to start new, to have fresh beginnings. And as we make our way towards those new beginnings, there are things that are ready to transition. They're ready to evolve. And it could be especially tricky right now. A really quick astrology insight is that we're moving through a period right now of a lot of planets in fixed signs. The fixed signs are Aquarius, Saturn, Taurus, and Leo. And so there is a desire here to look for some stability or look at what we can rely on during all these changes. And we have a full moon coming up on February 14th. That is a full moon in Leo. And it's going to look at your boundaries. It's going to ask you to look at your heart energy, how you're being responsible, how you're loving yourself, how you're connecting with others. And part of this is a reality check. There's a reality check energy going on here. So I will be sharing more in an email that will be coming out soon. If you're not on my email list, go ahead and sign up because you'll get a lot of cool benefits for being on my email list. I give away things. I give you some awesome deals as well as astrology information, energy updates, all kinds of good things. You can find that on ConsciousCoolChic.com. And one of the new things I'm going to be sharing with my email subscribers first are a new offering I am going to be launching that are monthly messages. And these monthly messages include the energy and astrology of a month. It is an MP3 recording that you download, and it includes ways to work with the energy of that month. It includes guided meditations, some exercises, an overall look at the energy of the month. So, for example, March coming up, it talks about the energy of March, the themes, some areas of your life to focus on, how to make the most of the month's offerings, and what we're learning. So these monthly messages are going to be for sale on the website soon. I will have March and April up live, and you can download those and use them throughout the month and just feel that you're supported and connected to the energies of that month. So I'm quite excited about these, and I will be sharing them with my newsletter recipients first. One other quick announcement is that my book, best-selling book, The Art of Trapeze, is now available on Nook and BarnesandNoble.com. I have expanded distribution, and you can find it now on more sales channels, and that is quite exciting. So if you or a friend are looking for the book, you can now find it on Nook and Barnes & Noble. Okay, I'm feeling a lot of energy right now. So I'm going to take a moment here to take a sip of water, and then I'm going to dive into today's topic. Oh, one more thing. I meant to say this at the very beginning. This show attracts people from all different places on their spiritual journey, and there are some people who are brand new to this information. And if so, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. And please know that what you are connecting with is a whole new world, essentially a whole new field of knowledge. And some of these terms and some of these concepts could be not only brand new, but a little bit confusing if you don't have any other place to reference them. I found that there are some people who tune in and they don't know what this is about. And that's because it's like being in a high school and all of a sudden walking into a graduate level class. And there's just very little connection point there. So if you're listening to this show and you're brand new, there are many resources out there to pursue an understanding of these topics. You can find many of them on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. But I guess I just don't want you to to get overloaded, to know that this is understandable, that there are ways to connect with this information, even though it is completely new and it is very esoteric. But if it calls to you, if there's a reason why you're listening, that's because there's gifts in this information for you. And just know that it is a whole new field of information. I'm just hearing that, you know, stick with it. If it calls to you, stick with it. So let's talk about being a spiritual first responder. Now, what is a first responder? Well, we see them in our lives as the men and women who respond first to a crisis. Paramedics, police officers, firefighters, anyone who is on the scene. This could even include members of the military or others who are a part of law enforcement. They are the ones when there is a burning building, a crisis, an issue, a robbery, they're first on the scene. So what does it mean to be a spiritual first responder? Well, the understanding that I've been given is that it means directing that courage, strength, and bravery to your own soul's growth, to your own journey. When you have a crisis, a situation, something that comes up that either triggers you or creates within you a certain reaction or feeling, being a spiritual first responder is acknowledging that you have the energetic tools to approach that situation with intelligence, truth, and authenticity. And I found that in order to do this, we have to be willing to undo and release unconscious programming that covers up our deep knowingness, that covers up what is best for us. It's similar to receiving an intuitive hit about something or that gut level reaction and knowing something that is best for you or that you need to say or you need to do. And then your mind jumps in, your ego mind, with all the reasons why you shouldn't say it, or it criticizes or it judges you, or it does something to essentially diminish that initial burst of strength. And when you are connected to your soul's energy, when you are aware of the gifts of your intuition, of your gut, of your initial feelings around something, and you're honoring them, you're honoring those feelings and those insights, you're also acknowledging that you have the ability to go deeper into your own energy to understand the root of a problem. So let's take, for example, self-judgment, because this is a big one. This is one that we are surrounded by. Self-judgment is huge. It's something that is quite unconscious, and it permeates many areas of our life. So say, for example, that you're ready to do something new in your profession. You're ready to be a coach or a teacher or a healer, and you have followed a certain education path, or you've acquired certain skills, and you're just feeling like you're ready to go forward. And then that inner voice comes in, that lower inner voice, that critical judging inner voice that says, what do you have to offer? Or how can you really help somebody? Or are you sure you're ready? It's that inner critic that comes in and is judging you. And it's judging where you're at or judging what you can do. And sometimes this manifests as external sources judging you or trying to diminish you, or, you know, it's that energy of, are you ready? Are you good enough? Are you perfect enough? And so you're at this place where you're ready to move forward or take a step or go into a new area, and then the inner critic halts you. The judgment stops you. And this is exactly when you access the spiritual first responder energy. And you say, hold up. I recognize that there is fear or criticism or something going right here. And instead of running away from it, I'm going to run to it. Because that's what a spiritual first responder does. You run to yourself. You run towards your energy. just like a police officer running into the scene of a crime or a robbery, or a firefighter running into a burning building, you are running into your energy. You're running into that part of you that's in crisis. Do that. You are accessing your own inner courage. You're being incredibly brave on a cosmic scale. You're instigating a new level of mastery. You see, you're saying, okay, yes, maybe I have this fear or this whatever coming up, but I'm going towards it. I'm not running away from it. I'm going into it. I'm responding to it in a way that feels strong and powerful. And you do so with intelligence. You do so with tools that you already have. You know, it's like if a police officer is running into a robbery, you know, you have to approach that situation in a certain way. You have to be very aware of what's going on. You have to be in control of it on some level. You have to know what you're getting into. And that is essentially what this energy is. It's understanding that, okay, if I'm triggered, if I'm afraid, if something is coming up, I am running into it. I am running towards it because I am stronger than that voice, that critic, that self-judging component. And this is really important right now because we can't get very far on a spiritual journey of self-growth and spiritual development by avoiding what's unconscious. And I have found that everyone has an inner critic. Everyone has self-judgment on some level. Every person has insecurities and they have fears and they have doubts that come and go. But you also have energies that are stronger than any of those lesser parts of you. And that's because you always have access to your intuition, source energy, your spiritual knowingness. You always have those connections. Now, I have found that there are certain modalities that are supportive of being a spiritual first responder. I have really enjoyed NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. There are others out there other ways that can support you going deeper, the Akashic Records, past life regressions, various other things. Maybe even you're aware of some. It's essentially anything that will go deeper and work with your belief system. And this is an area of spiritual growth. It's the foundation of spiritual growth. It's how you work with your unconscious programming, looking at those beliefs, looking at those parts of you that you aren't aware of but that operate in the shadow or in the background. And I found, too, that this is ongoing. It's ongoing. You continually have something new that comes up that provides you with an opportunity to work with, and then you move forward into the next thing. It's like this, it's a continuation of growth, because when you are alive, you are in lesson. The difference is that you move faster through what comes up. You respond faster. You respond with more strength or more courage. You respond with greater knowingness about who you are, what your strengths are, and what you need. And I've observed that as soon as we think, aha, I'm done, I'm all done with that, we get another opportunity to look at it again or to work with it in a new way. And that's because our lives are all about growth, opportunity, expansion, evolution. We are always obtaining higher levels of mastery. How cool is that? So I find it really essential to understand that there is a lot of gold and value in being a first responder, in going in having the confidence and courage to go into the energies or parts of yourselves that are awkward or uncomfortable or unpleasant. Because underneath that is something that can be changed. And underneath that is huge love. So what part of your life right now, as we move through 2014, what theme is coming up that feels like it is compressing you or challenging you or triggering you? What area of your life biggest? Because that is the area of your life where you have the greatest potential to grow and to approach the situation in a new way or to look at it from a different perspective or to understand it as an opportunity to change something, to change an unconscious pattern or belief that's been under the surface. That's really the gift of every situation. So if we go back to this scenario where you're ready to go bigger with your professional skills, and then that inner critic comes in or that judging part of you shows up, that's where you can be a first responder, a spiritual first responder who goes into that judgment and you look at it and say, what is this showing me about my fears? Where did this originate? Is it really mine or is it a message I've absorbed in my life from other people? If it is something that you identify as your own, look at where it started, perhaps in childhood or in other times when you were ready to go a little bit bigger. This is where you engage in self-inquiry and look at yourself as an unending vessel of energy and growth. You have the ability to go into the energy and to get to the heart of this unconscious stuff. And honestly, it can feel unpleasant or icky, but that's what makes you brave. That's what makes you stronger. That's what advances you on your spiritual path. It's because you're not afraid of that. It's acknowledging, okay, this might be unpleasant, but I'm going to do it anyway. Or I'm not quite sure where this is going to go. I'm going to do it anyways because I have confidence in my ability to find the answers I need. I have confidence that I will get to the root of this and come out on the other side even more amazing. For the past few shows, I've mentioned how I know part of spiritual growth is the fact that you ascend or you rise, and then there is an inner descent, which is where you go back down into yourself and look at what you didn't see before, the shadow energies, the darker places, the unconscious stuff, all of that, and then you rise again even stronger, even more amazing, with even greater self-knowingness and self-love. So it's always a win-win when you keep moving through it. I think that stalling out or pausing, it creates a circular energy, meaning if you don't follow through with this stuff, if you don't really go in there or you don't take the necessary steps forward, you basically circle back. same issue will come up again. That same situation, voice in your head, whatever it might be, it's going to come back around again. And a lot of people do this in their lives. I've seen it. And I guess, you know, that's something that is often an unconscious choice. It's a disconnection from their own power. This would fall under the separation consciousness that I discuss in my book, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. Separation consciousness is believing that your power is outside of you, believing that it's others who have more control over you, or that it's external circumstances that dominate your life and that you have no say in the matter. Separation consciousness is actually quite strong on the planet. And that is why it's essential to understand that it's time to be a first responder. It's time to be the one who goes into the energy, who elevates it for yourself. Because what you do when you engage on that level, when you say, okay, I'm afraid and going it anyways, you not only learn more about yourself, you then have more to offer back to others. You become a better guide, healer, or teacher, whatever it is that you offer back. And it doesn't have to be in an official capacity. This could just simply be that you are better at connecting with your friends as they move through a crisis, or a family member, or whatever people in your life need your support. When you go first, when you go into the energy, when you have that level of strength and courage, you then have more tools that allow you to be of service. And all of this supports your life purpose. Because we are here to grow and evolve. We are here to be better versions of ourselves. What's that saying? Life is not a spectator sport. We are here to be in it, to move through it, to know ourselves better. And that happens by taking the conscious actions that support self-growth and personal development. It doesn't matter what your professional occupation is, what your expertise is, your socioeconomic status, it doesn't matter. None of those details or labels matter, because really what it comes back to is that you are here to know your own energy better. And that is really important to all areas of your life. Because when you respond with greater courage to one situation, so say it's this job situation, when you respond with courage in that area of your life, it fortifies you to respond with greater courage all areas of your life. And all of that supports your life purpose. So we will only get so far by avoiding something, right? And we have more tools and energetic support than ever to advance on our individual and collective paths. But it requires activating your inner courage. And as soon as I say that, I can hear somebody saying, I don't have courage. That is right there. Is where you need to dive into your own energy. Anytime you're saying, I don't have that, that is an opportunity to change it around, because that represents a belief system. So if a part of you is saying, I don't have, or I don't know, or any kind of message that negates these qualities, that right there is showing you an opportunity. So if you're saying, I don't have courage, or I don't have the ability to dive into my inner critic, or I don't want to because I'm afraid of what I'm going to find. Or I don't want to change. I like having a certain level of judgment because it protects me. It allows me to feel superior. It allows me to maintain a certain level of dominance. There are so many reasons why people don't want to change a belief system, but there is pros and cons with everything. And I find that it's always more beneficial to go into the energy, to look at what's underneath, to examine what is ruling or controlling your life that you didn't know was there. And when you are feeling strong in yourself and feeling that you know you'll get the answers you seek, you can do anything, absolutely anything. And this is connected to awakening consciousness, which I describe in The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. This is the understanding that everything is happening for your soul's best and highest good. This is the knowingness that this situation has been created for beneficial reasons, and that there is a lot of value in it. I recommend the book, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness, if you're looking to understand this process better. I know that we need that intellectual component. We need to just know, okay, what is going on here? What are the energies that I'm working with? Or where can I, you know, plug in my mind so that I have a handle on this? I recommend that book because it talks about the typical spiritual growth path and how it continues, how it evolves, and it is a spiral, and there's a lot more. But that is all about looking at what has been unconscious and operating in the background and how you can bring it forward into the light. Because the more of you that you bring into the light, the brighter you shine. And that's what I think it's about. That's the transmutation component here, where you're taking what is in the shadow, you're taking those unconscious elements and you're bringing them up into the light so that you can look at them and see them. And then they support you in shining brighter, in living your truth, in loving yourself more. The dark night of the soul, or the working with the shadow energies, are going deeper into the parts of yourself that are unconscious and ruling the show. All of that is only going to contribute to your life and your life's happiness. And every person experiences this on their own timeline, or even by choosing. Some people never experience their shadow energy. They never want to look at it. And that's completely their choice. But you only get so far on your path if you don't. And so I just want to bring up this concept, bring it to your attention of being a first responder, and knowing that you have everything you need to access your energy. You have everything you need to go deeper into knowing yourself better and more fully. You also have so much support right now. There are more people on the planet doing this work than ever before. Isn't that incredible? I find that exciting and really amazing. And there are so many good books and resources right now around belief systems and looking at these patterns, looking at what is ruining or running our world, what is in our ego mind's energy that is ready to be connected to greater forgiveness, peace, joy, calm, all those wonderful elements. So I'm going to leave the show at this today and just say that it's all about going into your own energy. And this year especially supports that. It's really important. It's really important, my friends, because it gives you more of your own self to love and to own. And there are, again, so many ways to do this. Astrology helps. There are also other wonderful teachers and professionals out there who offer you ways to go into this part of yourself. But know that there's a lot of honor in being a first responder to saying, this has come up and I'm going to go into it. I'm going to look at it. Because I know on the other side, I'm only going to love myself more. I'm going to love myself more for understanding this part of my energy and this part of my experience. This has provided good insights around what you're capable of, what you can do, what you're ready to do in any area of your life. It's really time to come out. It's really time to harness what is operating behind the scenes and to own it. And we're all doing this together. We're all in charge of ourselves in this way. And like I said, it offers you more ways to be of service to people in your life, to your community, to what you offer, and to yourself. So on that note, I'm going to end today's show. Thank you for being here, as always. Join me next week as we talk about conscious happiness. Some great information to share with you about that. And I wish you the very best. Thank you for connecting and take good care. Bye-bye. One love. When the man